When Jesus had said this, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, "Truly, truly, I tell you that one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was reclining against Jesus' chest. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to inquire who it was he was talking about. He, leaning back, as he was, on Jesus' chest, asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus therefore answered, "It is he to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After the piece of bread, then Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining knew why he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus said to him, "Buy what things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Therefore, having received the piece of bread, he went out immediately, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. Little children, I will be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jewish leaders, where I am going, you cannot come, so now I tell you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow afterwards." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, the rooster won't crow until you have denied me three times."